case number 10,457, William P. and Phyllis B. Fisher, west of Coastal Highway, north of Elizabeth Avenue, being lot 8, block C, within Ann Acres Development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Would you want to appear first, please?
Oh,
need to be sworn in, please.
Need your names and places of residence, please.
Yes, William P. Fisher, residence 13 Benjamin Run, Lanenburg, Pennsylvania.
Ma'am?
Phyllis Fisher.
Same address?
Same address.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for this evening?
Yes, we would like to put a second addition on our house down at Elizabeth Avenue at Ann Acres. And we'd like to extend the house back in addition to the second floor.
Do you need the front porch already there?
Yes, it is.
I have a picture of the house after I get through the family picture.
Is the structure a non-conforming structure, or was it built with variances?
It was built prior to the code, so the structure is not in code, conforming to the code. The property line is 6 feet. The structure is 6 feet in on one side, 11 feet, 1 inch on the other side.
You're not going to be any closer on the sides once you go up than you already are?
That's correct. Yeah, we're just going to go straight back for this, the addition on the back, and of course straight up for the second floor.
And is there any reason that the movable shed in the back can't be moved to comply with setbacks?
Which is 10 feet.
That shed's been, yeah. No, there's no reason. It's just sitting on a block.
Yeah.
It's sitting on blocks. I don't even think it's concrete. I think it's just block.
Sounds easy to hurt.
Well, I could just pick it up.
Start the other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Did I explain my situation? Is it clear?
Mm-hmm. You're going up two stories from the whole part tip.
It'll be one story up.
We're going possibly two stories. It'll be one story with a cape on top of it, but it won't be finished at this point at all. It's just a high ceiling, high second floor or third floor.
But you're putting all new in the back, but you're going to put a second story on the old part too.
Yes. That's the variance is the 6 foot on the right side. We want to go straight up from there.
Oh, okay.
And straight back from there. If it...
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. The survey is dated February 28th, 2003.
Correct.
Nothing's changed since then?
Okay.
Yeah. I have a picture of the house similar to what we're doing. Do you want to see that, or is
that
necessary?
No.
I don't know that it's necessary right now.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills?
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance that came with your application? Did you read those over those? When you got your application, there were standards for granting a variance.
No.
I did.
The standards for granting a variance?
There's five standards for us to grant a variance, and it has to meet those standards. One would be uniqueness. So I guess you're suggesting that it is unique because narrowness. Are we agreeing?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot otherwise be developed is the second standard. There's one that's not created by the applicant. Won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Oh, no, it would never, no. It's going to actually make it better.
And a minimum variance to afford relief.
There's only, the house is only 900 square feet. It's like tiny, tiny.
Okay.
And we may possibly move down there in the near future and just...
Okay. Probably the most difficult one is not created by the applicant. Perhaps you're suggesting that because it's non-conforming, it wasn't created by you?
I can't, yeah.
Okay. Good enough, thank you.
Good enough, there you go. You done good.
Thank you.
No further questions, Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
In favor?
Yes, sir. You too. I hope.
Other than the obvious.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has exhibited the meeting the standards for granting the variance. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,457.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKay that we approve case number 10,457. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Come visit after it's done. We'd love to have you.
Okay.
Thank you.